Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I enjoyed the Hard Rock Casino. Now there's stakes. Now I'm not just rooting for me not to lose money. Now I'm actively rooting to see Dono in a bubble bath.
Bubble bath. I'm accepting cottage cheese if I lose. Hawk, great idea, bro. I got to give it to you. That was an awesome idea.
It'll be fun. We're going to have some fun this season. All right. A stock market report. I give it to you every day. The market's closed for the week now. Dow Jones, not much action. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 34 points. The NASDAQ was down 23 points. S&P 500 was down less than a point, so almost no movement there. So pretty flat today. S&P 500 posts a slight gain for the week, so we'll take it. Slight gain is always better than no gain. Mm-hmm. So what do we got, the Heat game?
Sorry, I was just a bald joke, man. I saw it out there. I apologize.
It's one of my best radio moments. I should play that on the air once. I used to endorse Rogaine, and then finally I had to be like, I can't do this. What am I doing? The Heat game is starting right now. I'm just flipping my TV over here.
Yeah, it looks like they're about to get underway.
All right, so the Heat. So we know Jimmy Butler is out. Bam Adebayo is out. What's the starting lineup for the Heat today? This game does not matter. I repeat, does not matter. Make sure you listen to it on 790 The Ticket.
but it does not matter. Not entirely true. It doesn't matter for this season.
Right. I mean, you can get a higher draft pick if they lose, so there are some stakes. But literally, for the playoffs, if they end up the 4 or 5 seed, there is no home court advantage. I mean, I guess the actual court is your home court, but it doesn't matter. They're all in the bubble in Orlando. So this, I would say Indiana and Miami are both actively trying to lose this game, or at least trying to not win the game. Does that make sense?
There's more players sitting than playing, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. Let's not be naive.
This is a nothing game. So what is the what's the starting lineup? Do you know?
Yeah, Kendrick Nunn starting, Tyler Hero starting, Duncan Robinson, UD, and Kelly Olynyk. Those are your 5 starters today for the Miami Heat. Inactive players include Bam Adebayo, Goran Dragic, KZ Akpala, and Gabe Vincent. We know Jimmy Butler is out as well. He's just not listed as inactive.
Okay. Jay Crowder is questionable because of the banged knee.
Right.
You're not going to see a lot of it. You're going to see a lot of Myers Leonard.
I'll tell you, Myers Leonard, Hawk. I'll tell you what I want to see after the show, when I look at the box score, because we can't watch it. If Udonis Haslam is not something for 30, I will be upset.
Well, speak for yourself. We can't watch it. I'm watching it. I'm watching it right now. I don't have the setup you do. I'm at the Hard Rock Casino, Jack. I'm in the sportsbook area.
I'm in the Crowder Cave. We have different situations going on.
But bro, I'm watching right now.
Just tell me why shouldn't UD get 30 touches? Why shouldn't UD be 11 for 30 after tonight?
You are preaching to the choir. I hope he puts up 100 points and holds up that piece of paper like Wilt Chamberlain.
That's what I'm talking. Yes, this game could upset me if they let UD get 4 shots. I would be upset if you didn't have 30
right.
shots.
Everything goes through UD tonight. Yes. That's my pregame speech if I'm Coach Spo.
Let him bring the ball down. Put UD at the – he's a stretch forward. Put him at the point guard. Let him do his thing.
I mean, this game, Solana, you're the biggest Heat fan here. It just does not mean anything.
Well, I would say that Kendrick Nunn, of course, young rookie, has been struggling in the bubble, guys. Tonight,
right,
he's
let
back.
Him, let him work
he's
out
starting.
The rust.
He might be able to work out the rust, as you just said, and it's imperative that he gets back to his good shooting ways that we saw pre-bubble, and this could be the game where Kendrick
did
Nunn
you say,
can figure it out.
Did you say rusk?
He said rusk.
I may have said rusk.
You said
what
rusk.
What were you trying to say?
Rust.
All right. I just want to make sure, because I didn't know, maybe I thought maybe you didn't know the saying. So I thought maybe you actually thought it was work out the rusk.
Oh, get that rusk out your system.
I mean, at 2 o'clock, he had never heard of Brock's candy. I cannot wait. I have been waiting. I wanted to get to the Hard Hot Casino segment. I can't wait till 6 o'clock because I'm using the radio rewind feature. I have to listen to my reaction when he says a company called Brock's Candy, as it's like this new, it's one of the, like, one of the oldest candies, one of the oldest companies in the history of the world. Yeah. All right, let's get headlines here with Rusky Alejandro Solana.
That boy Rusky.
The Marlins, they're back.
A company called Brock's. The way you said it was...
All right, but hold on a second. Let's peel back the layers here, okay? Let's peel back the layers here. Hawk, you grew up in
Brock's
the Midwest.
Brock's was introduced in 1904.
Thank you. But you're playing right into my point. I mean, you grew up in the Midwest. Crowder, you grew up in Georgia. In Miami, we go to Sedano, we go to Presidente, we go to Public Sabor. There's no Brock's.
Yes, there is. You could try the Hispanic stuff all you want. There is Brock's candy in every Hispanic's living room and every Hispanic kitchen in Miami. Guaranteed. They make the candy hearts for Valentine's Day. They make the little butterscotch candies that every grandma or abuela had in their house for the beginning of time. A company called, I really wish you would have said Brotches, because it's spelled C-H. That would have been funny. A company called Brock's Candy has come out with a candy corn. What?
Damn, man.
When you grow up in Kendall, the only candy you're used to is the Caramelito and Tia's purse. And there's no name or symbol or logo.
Yes, and
on
that's
that Brock's.
And let me tell you something. That caramel came right out of a big bag of Brock's caramels, Jack.
Yeah. Tia's purse is too damn hot. It's melting off the letters, but that's Brock's, bro.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Give us the headline.
And it's funny. It's the cheap candy. Like, we made this clear. Okay, yeah. This is the cheap candy. You're playing
right
into it.
Every grandma has a bowl of Brock's candy in the kitchen or the living room somewhere. Everyone.
Agree to disagree.
I'm looking right now. Brock's mixed candy with the Starlight Mints, the butterscotch, the little peppermints, and all that crap.
Yeah,
bro, $7.50 for a 5-pound bag.
I'm telling you, when you went to visit your wife's relatives, they were having the wedding in Africa, and you went to their house. It was a 3-0.
Yes,
they had a bowl of Brock's. They had a bowl of Brock's
on a dirt table. On a dirt table in a dirt bowl. It was a 3-0, 3-bedroom, 0-bathroom. They had Brock's. I'm looking at investing in some of those 3-0s.
Oh, God.
£19 of Brock's, $11.
It's unbelievable. It's like you walk out of a grocery store like you're carrying a bag of fertilizer, but it's candy and it's $6.
They sell them at Home Depot so you can get the big cart. Come on, Solana. You've seen them. Brock's.
Crazy. A company called Brock's Candy.
3-0.
Oh, God.
You hungry? Yeah, I'm tired of these Brocks. I ain't eaten meat in 3 months.
I was going to say, my dad was born in 1933. He was tired of Brock's candy.
I'll starve. Hell with these circus peanuts. Ugh.
That's great.
You want me to get the headline? Do you guys want to keep piling on?
Please. No, no. Go ahead.
I wasn't sure if you were done. The Marlins, they'll play the Braves today, 7:10 p.m. I'm excited.
In a game called baseball, Brock's candy started before baseball.
Oh, y'all have got my stomach hurt on this Friday.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Pablo Lopez, he gets the nod for the fish.
All right.
Right now, a UEFA Champions League update. This one's a shocker, guys. Bayern Munich, they lead Barcelona in the quarterfinal 4-1.
All right.
Yep, goals from Mueller in the 4th minute, 31st minute, and Perisic and Gnabry. And the only goal for Barcelona right now, an own goal by Alaba. So Barcelona looks like they will be out tomorrow as the UEFA Champions League continues. Man City, they'll play Olympique Lyon, the final quarterfinal. That is at 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Okie dokie.
The Heat game is about to get underway. We read the starting lineups earlier.
Jax is wearing his ascot. I forgot today's Ascot Friday. Ascot doesn't feel Friday. Like it in an afternoon. Yeah,
the ascot I'll wear Monday if I lose will be much nicer than Jax. Let me, I will add that. Guys, I know we mentioned it earlier, but just to recap here, the NBA playoffs will officially begin Monday, 1:30 p.m., game one between Utah and Denver. The Heat game one against the Pacers will be Tuesday, 4 p.m.
Right. And remember, you can hear all the Heat playoff games on 790 The Ticket.
Finally, guys, a clothing brand called... No, I'm joking. This clothing brand, you haven't heard it.
An underwear company called Hanes.
Check this out. A clothing brand. It's called Tribute Brand. It's gone viral for selling contactless fashion. Basically, they sell virtual...
Work it out. Just work it out, Jack. No, we got all the time in the world. Just work it out.
Basically, they sell virtual clothes that they just Photoshop onto you. So a lot of their items cost between $30 and $99, but they've been getting a lot of attention. A $700 virtual shirt that they're selling, but again, you don't get the shirt. They just Photoshop it onto your body.
What?
Yeah.
It's the new world.
Wait a second. You would... Why wouldn't I just go Photoshop my head onto an Armani suit for like... Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable, but this has gone viral, and people are paying $700 just to have, and when you see it, it is the most hideous thing you'll ever see.
I don't even understand.
Maybe it's like them ugly-ass Coogi sweaters that Biggie used to wear with all the colors and the blues and pinks and all.
But
them Coogi sweaters were garbage.
I could Photoshop a spacesuit onto myself. Those are like $1 million. Like, I don't... Why would you spend money for a Photoshopped outfit?
Instagram, man. It's weird. This new Instagram world is just weird.
Brock's candy. All right, go ahead. I've got to get to Lee Sterling.
Right now, as we move to weather, 88 degrees in South Florida. Nice sunny day in Miami. Partly cloudy in the rest of South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the lower 80s, 65% humidity currently, with probability of precipitation at just 1%, fellas. So it looks like in Miami, it'll be a nice sunny day for the rest of today. Let's throw it over to Key and Peele.
All I put in my throat is groceries.
Whoa. That's not Key and Peele.
That's not Key and Peele.
Okay. That wasn't Key and Peele.
Something else.
Whoa.
What happened?
Something got overwritten with a Crowder drop there. So that didn't go
out
of
that
plan.
You didn't check it in advance?
I didn't. I just figured it was going to be the slap-ass sounder.
Huge failure by you. This is crazy. All right, let's just get out of this. All right, Lee Sterling, we'll talk a little sports gambling next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, if you're listening to this show and you don't have a bottle of Fabuloso somewhere in one of your cabinets, oh, we don't need you.
Hawk and Crowder.
What is this? Price is Right backwards, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, we had, I can't lie, you had a rough week, and, yeah.
Lee Sterling had a rough week, Price is Right backwards. Hey, listen, they can't all be winners. He's on a, been on a tear with us, but he did not have a good week. And he, the problem, though, you know, and he'll tell you, as a gambler or a handicapper, you pick four underdogs. I mean, you're dancing with fire on that, which is what he did. You know, I mean, it's pretty easy to pick four favorites. He went with four dogs. So let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, he's a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking some sports gambling with him. So he went 1-4 this week, but he's 19-15 over the past 9 weeks. So you'll take that over any 2 month stretch that you can get. But he, again, we had that UFC fight night last Saturday. He picked four underdogs and went 1-3. He also had that Raptors game, which was terrible. That one was a real bust, Lee. But the four underdogs, I mean, if you come on a radio show and make picks, you pick four underdogs, you know you're doing that at your own peril.
I was, but you set the tone. I mean, we're texting before the fight, and you tell me right before the first fight that you didn't get your Slurpee.
That is true.
You were on a two-week winning streak, Mark, and you've gone for a walk on the beach with your wife. You have played basketball one-on-one with your son. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose there. It's the effort. And then you get a Slurpee, and you do everything right except for getting a Slurpee.
I know. I screwed it up because gamblers notoriously are very superstitious. Yeah. I am as well, and I may have screwed it up. So anyway, he went 1-4. It is what it is. We move on. You're 19-15 over the past 9 weeks, so you know, no harm, no foul. Everyone's deserving of a bad week. And you know, to be quite honest, a couple of those fights were split decision losses. Yes. So they were right there.
I made a mistake on one of the fights, but I will say this: the first fight we were robbed.
Ali Al-Kassi. Yeah.
Yeah, he clearly won. I thought the first two rounds against Erwin Rivera, and you know, sometimes if you're a new fighter, you know, you got to decisively beat the guy that's fought a few fights in the UFC. Got to take
that. I'll tell you
that
the headlining fight, too, the Akhmedov, he had Chris Weidman. Like, he had him. I don't know how Weidman did what he did in the third round, but he did it.
Well, that's something we don't know, strategy. You know, we don't know, you know, with what's going on with COVID, how these guys are training. But if you're fighting well and you're doing stand-up, why all of a sudden wouldn't you continue to do stand-up? Keep your distance. But he didn't, and we lost. So we got to move on.
All right. Well, the Heat are playing right now. This game does not matter at all. But we know their first-round matchup is the team that they're playing right now, the Pacers. And that's going to begin on Tuesday. So does this appeal to you? The very early series line right now, I see the Heat at minus 215 for the series, the Pacers at plus 170. You like the series play at all?
Yeah, I think it's going to stay about the same. I don't think we're going to see much movement, but I like the Heat. They match up well, and when Jimmy Butler brings it, when this team plays hard, they play their best by far defense. And that win a couple days ago against Indiana on Monday, and I think that we're going to see the better coaching staff. We're going to see the team, you know, that can play better defense when they give effort, and just think we're a little deeper than Indiana. And as Jimmy Butler will say, you know, T.J. Warren's just not ready for prime time yet. So we'll take the Heat and we'll lay the minus 200, 205, 210, whatever it is. And and we think we'll at least move on to face Milwaukee.
How about the Heat culture, of course? Culture. All the things he said there, right? Solana was just culture. got the heat culture.
I see Salon at the games. Let me tell you something. I know that he's got to have, when we get on a winning streak, that he, what do you wear, Alex, when we're on a roll? You wear the same shirt? You know, we've won 3, 4, 5 in a row?
Yeah, I always wear my Culture OG 40 T-shirt and my skinny jeans. Yeah.
With skinny jeans. Wow. See what I do? What do you do, Mark?
I was going to say, I can't even look at skinny jeans in the store when I go past them. I'm reminded when I visited the University of Miami campus with my late father, and we were on a tour. It was, whatever, 1990 or 1991. We're on a tour of the campus, and the tour guide said, these are the honor dorms. And my dad said, don't even look. You're not allowed to look. Don't look at anything that where they say honors. And that's the same advice I follow when it comes to skinny anything. If it says narrow cut, skinny anything, I do not even look that way.
Yeah, but when you were walking around on campus and you found out you could walk around 365 days in sandals and cheerleaders, that kind of, you know, that sealed the deal, right?
Changed my life because, you know, growing up in Chicago, we get back to O'Hare Airport. It was December. Right. It was snowing. We're waiting for the car. And my dad looked at me and he goes, I just got to tell you, if I was 17 years old and I could live anywhere I wanted for the next 4 years, I wouldn't think twice. I would be in Miami. I never visited another campus. I was like, yeah, he's
there. You go.
All right.
Man was a genius.
Yep, man was a genius. All right, so Marlins play at home tonight, Lee. First time this season, Marlins and Braves essentially even money tonight. Kyle Wright going for the Braves. Pablo Lopez, he pitched well. He's pitching for the Marlins. Do you like the game at all?
No feel. I think it's going to be a tight game. Maybe one run game either way. We'll pass on the baseball tonight.
Let me give you a quickie before we get to UFC 252. Dolphins over under. Dolphins should be playing tonight, by the way. Tonight should have been a preseason game in Atlanta. But they are about 4 weeks away from opening up the season in New England. Their over under on wins right now is 6. Could you even play a win total in the NFL heading into a season like this?
I think these kids have bought in. If you look at the comments at some of the players on the Dolphins have given to the media, I think that they're pretty vigilant overall compared to some of these other teams as far as doing the right thing, and I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of guys get COVID, and I think that I think we're going to get better. I think Tua might not start the season, but I think he's going to maybe play after the first 4 or 5 games, and I think he's going to be electrifying. I'm not going to predict the perfect season like you predict, Mark, but I think we're going to go over 6. I think we'll win 8 games this year.
All right, I like that.
Only problem, we have one problem. We might, with New England, all these guys opting out and them getting a quarterback who I think doesn't fit their system, and Cam Newton, who knows, they might end up tanking. And we might have to root for them when they play some opponents late in the season so they don't get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, it's definitely a concern.
You made me think of something, Lee. Where with the Patriots, they're still favored to win the AFC East. I do not believe they're going to the playoffs with what they had to rebuild from with opt-outs and guys leaving Brady and all these opt-out guys. Bro, can we capitalize on the Patriots not winning the East? Because they are the favorites.
Absolutely. I mean, Bill Belichick's a great coach, but with losing 4 starters, I mean, all these great players on defense that have opted out, that have gone in other teams in free agency, I don't see it. I just don't see much talent on this team. I think they're not going to be able to get enough stops. And look at the rest of the division. I mean, I don't know about the Jets. I mean, we're not going to worry about the Jets there. I think Gase will get fired midseason. But the Dolphins and Buffalo are much improved. That's 4 losses right there in my book. So we're going to play the under on New England.
Yes.
All right. I like that. And I hope he's right. All right. UFC 252 is tomorrow night. Who you got?
All right. We're going to go with 3 selections and a parlay. We're going to start off with Jim Miller, the veteran Jim Miller. Now, the nicknames for both fighters or any of these fighters, some of the worst nicknames I've seen out there. But Jim A10 Miller, 32-14. He's been around forever. He cannot beat the elite guys. Can't beat the top 5 guys, but he seems to beat almost every other guy that's not in the top 10. They have a similar opponent in Roosevelt Roberts. Pichel won by a decision three-round decision. Jim Miller ended in round one. We'll take Jim Miller. Jim Miller, actually a small underdog here. We have him as plus 110 against Vince from Hell Pichel.
Is that what his nickname is? Vince from Pe-
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I know it's Pichel. I didn't know it was from Hell. That's great. From Hell Pichel. All right. All what right. do we got in the second one?
Number two, another grizzled veteran here. And I think he's still got something left here. Junior Dos Santos is 36, but this is a guy that's beaten Derek Lewis, who won last week in March of 2019. In fact, even beat Stipe Miocic in 2014. So he was the ex-champion. He's fighting Jarinho Rozenstruik, and Rozenstruik is his nickname is Big Boy. He is a big boy, and he can hit, but he can't do anything else. He's a guy that lost to, you know, some guys that aren't very good. He has a couple wins against guys like Junior Albini, who he got destroyed in the first round. Had a knockout with like 8 seconds to go in the last round against Alistair Overeem when he was getting pounded. I think he gets knocked out. Junior Dos Santos wins as another underdog here, plus 105 against Big Boy Rozenstruik.
Let me tell you something. Lee Sterling, you see, he's not a guy that's going to back down. He went with dogs last week, and it bit him, and he is back this week. So he's bringing his game. Like, you can't hate on the man for bringing his game. Website is ParamountSports.com. All right, that's two. Give us a third.
Stipe Miocic. Stipe, this is a trilogy fight here. We've got Daniel Cormier, who's going to retire after this fight. It's minus 110 either way. The sentimental pick is Daniel Cormier. Likeable guy. DC is a commentator, too. One of the best guys you'll see out there. The public's going to bet him. It's probably going to go up to 130, 140. I'm going to wait. I think Stipe Miocic's going to be either a pick 'em or plus money by the time this thing goes off. Right now it's minus 110, so we'll play it at minus 110. I think Miocic has better speed, power, technique, and cardio here. And Cormier, I think he's going to fall in love with what he's done lately boxing. He's got to wrestle all four or five rounds to have a chance here to win this thing. It's not going to be pretty if he wins. And I think Miocic, everyone's sleeping on him. I think he takes this one and wins the 2 out of 3 battle here against Daniel Cormier.
Potentially three dogs if you wait long enough to put this in. Look at you. All right. What's the parlay?
In a parlay with two favorites here. Sean O'Malley. So the UFC is trying to build up. They're trying to find fighters who are going to be the next champions. And found a couple guys, but they didn't work out. Sean O'Malley is the real deal. Sean Sugar O'Malley, elite striker, good defensive grappler. He's taking on Marlon Vera, who is a weak wrestler and a slow starter here. Sean Sugar O'Malley is going to end this one quick. We're going to put him in a parlay, minus 310, with Herbert Burns. Herbert Burns, his brother, as you know, couldn't fight that championship fight against Usman. But one of these fighters just getting better and better. He's fighting Daniel Pineda. Herbert Burns, minus 280. We'll put him with Sean O'Malley as our parlay.
All right, there you go. So for UFC 252 tomorrow night, we've got Jim Miller, we've got Junior Dos Santos, and we've got Stipe Miocic, and a parlay with Sean O'Malley and Herbert Burns. And he also likes the Heat for the series at minus 215. That Pacers series begins on Tuesday. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter as well, at Paramount Sports. Thank you for making time for us, Lee.
Okay, and you're gonna get the Slurpee, right?
Slurpee, walk on the beach, basketball game. I am doing this one right tomorrow.
Let's do it. All right, guys.
All right.
Have a great week.
Lee Sterling there, professional sports handicapper.
You've been letting us down?
I think I may have screwed up last week. I'm not going to lie.
Come on, Hawk.
I know. Superstition.
Mark Walkman Hawkman. I got your name.
The Walkman. Hey, look at that. A basket from Myers Leonard, Solana. Myers Leonard putting up a bucket. He's got the culture.
What about Talkman?
Talkman. That's a great nickname. Mark the Talkman Hawkman.
I like it. What about your ex-girlfriends that call you Stalkman?
No? Yeah, there's about only six or seven. Hey.
Just throwing some things out there.
Appreciate
if
it.
If you did drugs, you'll be Rockman. No?
Okay. Hey, we got to go see Rockman. He's up in Boca.
appreciate the drum roll because those jokes were terrible.
Oh, that's great. Pacers are leading the Heat 26-11 right now, less than a minute to go in the first quarter in a game that is meaningless. Go listen to it on 790 The Ticket if you want. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more Hockman, Rockman, Walkman, Stalkman, Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Dan, you would snort my ashes if I died?
You don't even have to ask. You know I would.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Friday. Hawkman and Crowder. No simulcast today, just 560 WQAM. Heat game on 790. Pacers leading the Heat 30-15 at the beginning of the second quarter. Have our Dan Day montage coming up at the top of the hour. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. Always fun on a Friday. Today's show has actually been fun. I love the Hard Hawk Casino. I'm delighted by that. And Solana's Brock's Candy at the beginning of the show has just given me 2 hours and 44 minutes of pure enjoyment. So I'm very grateful to you, Solana. Today is a big anniversary in the history of this show and entertainment in general. Channing Crowder's Baller Wives was premiered on this day. What, it must have been 2 years ago then, right?
Three years ago. It was a while ago, man. Wow. Yeah.
That was Crowder's reality show on VH1, Baller Wives. It was you and your wife, Michael Vick and his wife.
Yes.
Brent Grimes and Miko Grimes.
Yes.
Who are the other cast members?
It was Julius Jones and his wife. Wasn't that important to me because I forget, but I think you hit the big names. Oh, no, Chris Chambers. It was my boy
Chris
CeCe.
Chambers.
Yeah, CeCe was on. I love CeCe. Now I'm sorry, I'll take that back. CeCe and his wife, yes.
And I think there was another couple, too. But anyway, Baller Wives premiered on this day in 2017. I have to tell you, it was fun being able to turn on VH1 and watch you in reality show setting, knowing that you were just being placed in scenarios that you were not interested in being placed in. I just, knowing what was really going on, it was fun for me to watch.
And my love for my wife put me in that situation, and y'all knew it. The world didn't know it, but y'all knew it. But yeah, man, I wasn't very gung-ho. And as y'all seen, it had no season two because there was real disdain created through that show that, I'll be honest, let me give you inside track, that still stays to this day because both those Grimes can kiss my ass. And I'll say that a number of times, as many times as y'all want me to say it. Brent and Miko can both kiss my ass.
Don't they go to school at the same school you go to?
And if they walk up to me in the hallway, I'm going to look and say, morning, kiss my ass, good morning.
Whoa, I haven't heard this since 3 years or so.
We're back on QAM, so why not? We got action.
Wow.
Jack.
Holy mackerel, took a turn on a Friday I didn't see coming.
I didn't know what y'all had planned, man. I didn't know you were going to bring these emotions out of me.
I didn't realize it was going to bring those emotions either. I thought we were going to laugh about Baller Wives. Wow. There's the heavy bag.
We got heavy bag.
Is making its appearance.
Oh, we got action. Yeah, man.
Anything it else, Solana, or just the sound?
It was fun while it lasted.
The main event. Crowders. The Crowders versus the Grimes. Who you got, Hawk?
In like a
well, who
a
you got? We don't care. We don't care what you got. Who you got, Chan? Who you got?
Wow, you still know how to play the game, son.
I'll tell you what I told the producers when they said, "Hey, are you comfortable, you know, in this setting with this group of people?" I said, "Sir, I'm the biggest thing on the set. There's nobody 270 on this entire set, behind or in front of the camera. I love Vic. I love CC. I love Julius. I don't really like Brent at all. But I can hold my own against anybody that's here today.
Yeah, you can.
And so I'm going to say the same thing to you, Salam. I can hold my own against anybody in this matchup.
Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
Wow, what happened to Solana? Solana's going off.
We know who Omar Kelly has, and we don't like it, do we, fellas?
Wow, we don't like it, do we? What is going on here?
Oh, that's right. I got to see Omar. Hey, I feel pretty confident against Omar, too. I can't lie. Love you. Okay, you my dude and all, but I got me. I got me, Omar, if we go at it. I got me.
Solana stirring things up on a Friday. Wow. What a rousing rendition of We Got Action, Jack. We haven't played that in 3 years.
Can we play the money quote from VH1's Baller Wives?
Absolutely.
Because I feel
absolutely.
Like what we got
oh,
most.
Oh, did you just see what Derrick Jones Jr. did?
Oh.
Airplane mode.
Lift off.
Heater down 32-18. Yeah, go ahead. Explain this.
Huh?
So Crowder is at dinner with Asia, his wife, and the Grimeses. And this was the money quote that we took.
Well, I don't think it was dinner. It was a party. It was like a dinner party almost, right? You guys were talking in the kitchen, I think.
No, it was actually my wife had one of her properties. She's a realtor, so
that's right.
She had a viewing of the property with some high end folks, and the Grimes has come and they say, "Hey, go talk to them." I say, "No big deal. Let's go talk," because I always have an opinion.
And this is what we took from that conversation.
If you were so talented, you would have a job right now. There's four radio stations in South Florida. You got fired from one of them. There's three more.
Not only did she not get a job on a radio station in South Florida, you've got two stations now, Daddy.
All the stations, Papa.
All the stations, Papa. That was a great line. If you were she's talking about how talented she is. You're like, if you're so talented, you'd have a job.
Yeah, that's how the world works. I just don't know.
That was great. Man. Wow.
Get off my legs, Hawk. Get it off my leg.
Get off my leg. All right. That's enough traveling back into time. Anything else from there, Solana?
No, I think that's about it. That's about
amped it up
as deep as we go into the Baller Wives memories.
He amped it up. Well, happy third year anniversary to Baller Wives.
Get off my leg, Solana.
All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next, and it's always fun on a Friday. Although I don't know if it can get more fun than we just had right there. Summer is coming to an end. School is starting, even though virtual learning for most. But grilling will continue. Labor Day is just around the corner. You want to make sure you have plenty of propane left in your tank. And I've been talking about Cinch propane tank home delivery for a while, and everyone loves it. And it is such a game changer. You go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. And now the hassle of when your propane tank runs down to empty, the hassle of having to go find a new tank. You go to the convenience store and the person's got to find the guy that's got the key so they can open up the tanks that are stored out front. It's just this whole hassle. No one ever knows who has the key. Well, now you get your propane tank delivered right to your home from cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. No contract. There's no club to join. And it's contactless, which is great. They drop the tank off and they take your old tank away. And doesn't matter, by the way, what brand of old tank that you have. They will take it away and there's no delivery fees. You just go to cinch.com. Here's the greatest part. You can get your first tank exchange for just $10. Your first tank exchange for just $10 if you use the promo code GETCINCH. So you go to cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H, cinch.com. Use the promo code GETCINCH, GETCYNCH, and you get your first tank exchange for just $10. So now you avoid the hassle of having to find a new filled propane tank and return the empty one. Now it all gets done for you by cinch.com, CYNCH.com. And again, you get that first tank exchange for just $10 if you use the promo code GETCINCH. So stay safe and stay grilling from cinch.com. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, Friday style, next on Hockman and Crowder.
Coming up next on the Hock and Crowder Show.
I got a twerk game.
What?
I don't have the biggest booty, but I can move it.
Hock and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.